Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning we really are going to talk about backyards because I want to talk about the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar. Yep, that's only a few weeks away, actually not quite 3 weeks away. And I know not all of you who are listening are gardeners, but hopefully you're, kind of interested in what's going on around the area. And this is a pretty important event. And then later in the next couple weeks, we'll be visiting with some of the speakers, and they're interesting people. So again, if you're not interested in gardens, maybe you'll be interested in what they do, what they have to say, and know that they're coming to Atlantic. Now, when we talk about the Spring Garden Seminar is held in Atlantic, that doesn't mean it's just for Atlantic folks. Let me tell you, there are people from all over, especially Southwest Iowa, a few from Nebraska, sometimes some from Missouri. They come quite a long ways. This is the 15th annual garden seminar, so we have a pretty good reputation. People know that there's going to be some good speakers, some good topics, and it will be fun to be there to visit with all the other gardeners and see the vendors, see what's new, all that kind of good stuff. So it will be held at the high school again, and that's a great location because lots of facilities there, places for breakout sessions. And it has a fee of $35 per person, but that includes continental breakfast, includes lunch, it includes almost all of the sessions, and it means that you'll have a chance at lots of great door prizes, lots of good stuff for your $35 for the day of March 16th. That's a Saturday, March 16th. So what are we going to be talking about? Well, we've changed the agenda a little bit. Last year, we really cut back on the breakout sessions, and some people were really unhappy about that, and we just couldn't keep having 40 different speakers come. So we had to cut back, but we're adding one back in. Last year we had one breakout session. This year we have two. And then we have three speakers that everybody will attend, and they're also doing breakout sessions. So the first one on the agenda, and that starts at 9:10, is Sandy Wentworth. She's coming across the state over in Indiana. And she's with Proven Winners. Now, if you're not a gardener, that doesn't mean anything to you. Proven Winners, so what? But if you are a gardener and buy especially annuals, Proven Winners is one of those companies that sort of come to the top and having, hey, if you want something good, you buy from that company. We have a lot of choices, but we usually know that that's a really good one. And she will be talking about what's new. That's what gardeners always want to know. What's new? I want to put something new in addition to the stuff I've had for a long time. I want to add something new. And so that's going to kick off the whole day. And then we'll have a breakout session. And then just before lunch, we're going to have one. And, I think given the drought last year, we're even more concerned about plants that weather the weather. Now think about in Iowa, we have temperatures from 25 below some years to 100 plus high temperatures in the summertime. What a range for plants to weather through. And then we never know whether we're going to have a flood or a drought. And so we got to pick pretty sturdy plants. And Justin Hancock, who is an editor for Better Homes and Gardens, will be talking about selecting those plants that will keep up with all the demands of our Iowa, Southwest Iowa, close by weather with all of the challenges. And then another session, another person will be speaking to everybody. And again, some gardeners will know this name and others you go, oh, I've never heard that name. Her name is Deb Groth. Isn't that appropriate? Groth. It's spelled G-R-O-T-H. But she and her family started some years ago growing mostly chrysanthemums. And they really were experts at growing some chrysanthemums. People came from all over to buy their chrysanthemums, and that included lots of businesses, for instance, from Des Moines and around the area that wanted those big, lush chrysanthemums for fall show. But they've gone way beyond that. Last year, the Master Gardeners took a bus trip, Master Gardeners and Friends, and stopped there, and they had the most beautiful hanging baskets ever. They were big, they were lush, they were gorgeous. And they try to have some plants that other people don't have. So she's going to be talking about color across the seasons. For gardeners and for those of you who enjoy just driving by and appreciating other people's work, it's really nice to have some color from spring through fall. So she's going to be talking about how do we get, the bulbs, perennials, shrubs, grasses, all of our choices, how do we put them together to have color across the seasons? And then in the where people have to make choices, we have 11 different choices for what we call the breakout sessions that people have to choose. And Deb will be doing one of those, and she's going to talk about those big hanging baskets and other containers and how she gets them to look so lush. So she's going to talk about kind of the, so to speak, down-to-earth stuff like soil and fertilizer and watering and all the kind of planning and care that needs to go on to keep those containers looking great, whether there are little ones or great big ones. And Sandy Wentworth, the first person I talked about, is also going to do a container one, but she's going to talk more about the combination of plants that you put into containers, whether they're teeny tiny or whether they're great big ones. And, what colors, what kind of foliage, how do you choose plants that are going to go together well in a container? And then Justin Hancock is also going to do one of those breakout sessions, and he's going to talk about color in the shade. Sometimes it's difficult to get something to grow in the shade that has much color. So, we have to do some selections, some combinations, and it might be color through the foliage as well as color through blooms. There are a lot of ways to get color. So he'll be including the annuals, perennials, shrubs. How do we make that combination of color in the shade? So instead of having a bare spot where nothing grows, well, you could just make your choices and plant something that'll be pretty all through the season. Another session is going to be done by Bernie Havlovic, and of course he's the superintendent out at the Armstrong Farm. He is so into this. He's not just a superintendent. He gets things growing, and he's been growing gourds. Gourds can be used in lots of different ways to decorate, and that's what he's going to be talking about, how you grow them, dry them, finish them up, what do you make out of them to have good use of gourds. And everybody who attends his class is going to take a gourd home. And guess what? Do you remember making a terrarium when you were maybe a kid or you helped somebody make a terrarium? It was a really in thing for folks who wanted plants that take a little less care, perhaps, and you could put them in almost any container that the sun would shine through. A lot of them were made out of old something that once held a goldfish. Those little goldfish bowls, they made great terrarium holders. But there were great big ones. We had a big battery water jug that we had a terrarium in. It was huge. So not only are you going to learn how, you're going to make one. People who attend this session get to make a terrarium to take home. So there is a little extra fee for that. And we're really pleased. Lynn Thornsjoe, who used to live near Cumberland, her mother is Marilyn Jensen, will be here, and Marla Anstey will be helping her. And they've been practicing up making terrariums, and they're just a nice thing to brighten a little corner of your room or make a big impact, depending on what size you want. So you get to make one and take one home. And one of the newer things, they've been around for a while, but all of a sudden they're really out there. That's fairy gardens. How do you make a fairy garden? And Kathy Booth and Saren Robinson will be doing that. And then if you'd like to be sustainable, save money, save water, save time, be environmentally friendly, Matt Mancuso is going to be talking about sustainable landscapes. And then maybe you don't want a whole big garden, but you'd like to add a tree or a shrub. Hey, we got somebody talking about that too. Trenton Erickson from Lauritsen Gardens are going to be talking about trees and shrubs for us here in Southwest Iowa in the area. And Laura Canning will be there to show how to make a rain barrel, and you can even order the materials to make one so you have one when you go home or can finish it up. And finally, the Master Gardeners are putting together one that we've called Recycling Bonanza. It doesn't mean taking that stuff out of your garden that we usually talk about how you recycle it to make mulch. No, no. This is using stuff around the house and yard in order to help you garden, like making your own little seed pots and lots more. So that is the 15th annual Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar on March 16th. And believe me, you will be hearing more about it. So until next time, here's a thought. You have succeeded in life when all you really want is only what you really need.